form if somebody says yes, but you're just reading minds. So what's that about? I love that whenever I'm accused of people by being, oh, he's only telepathic. He's only telepathic. I hate that. I hate being called a telepath. But you've got to ask yourself, what is that? It's an extension of the human mind that we have not yet fully tapped into. And it's something that is inherent in each human being. Each life form, to some extent, can expand their consciousness in some way in any given life. That's where you have to start to look. Most people who come for development of mediumship, most people, I say, have come because they've either had a loss or something very traumatic in their life. And it's caused them to say, there must be more to life than this. And I think that's the turnaround point for all of us. At some point, we believe that there's got to be more to life than this. What happens when we die? Is there a God? Is there an afterlife? We start to question these things. And you only have to look at life through the ages to see that there's always been phenomenal occurrences within the existence of human beings. There have been feats that people have performed that are superhuman when put under stress or in stressful situations, where you'll have a mother who can, at some point can realise an amazing strength to lift a car off her child who's trapped under it. That's something that actually happened. But how does that happen?